Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we'll do two ahadith that speak about the specific benefits of making these adhkar. These adhkar is the plural of dhikr. So making these adhkar and what benefits a person will get for making these words or saying these words of this hadith. عن جابر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قال سبحان الله وبحمده غرست له نخلة في الجنة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who says these words سبحان الله وبحمده, simple words, سبحان الله وبحمده, one who says these words, which means glory be to Allah and praise be to Him, Allah Ta'ala in return will have a date palm, a date tree planted for him in Jannah. When we hear this, a date tree planted for a person in Jannah, it means that Allah Ta'ala will grant him Jannah, because you won't have trees in Jannah there for you and you are not able to benefit. So this is the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It obviously doesn't mean a person can now do everything wrong. It doesn't mean that, but together with doing everything else, a person is investing. That's an intelligent person. Like how an intelligent person, we so to speak, in the secular world that we're living in, all the excess money he gets, he doesn't just splash it and waste it. He invests it somewhere, he puts it somewhere, permissible investment, so that his money can grow. He doesn't just throw his money away. So like that, intelligent man who's planning for akhirat in his spare time, he's doing those things that will prepare his jannat for him, that will beautify his jannat for him, that will make his jannat such that when he goes there, everything is already beautiful and ready for him. So ulama explained that jannat consists of orchards and gardens and other areas which are completely barren. We'll explain this in the next hadith. That jannat is such that it consists of orchards, it consists of gardens, and there's some parts of jannat which are completely barren. The more a person remembers Allah Ta'ala, the more trees will be planted for him in Jannah. These trees will never die, nor will they ever shed their leaves. The trunk of each tree will be of gold or green emerald, and its branches will be of red gold. Its fruit will be the size of huge drums, and they will be sweeter than honey, softer than cream, and will have no seeds or pits on which any person may choke. This is the fruit of Jannah. This is the investment of Jannah. And how easy it is. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Allah Ta'ala will cause one date palm to be planted for this. One more hadith. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqitu Ibrahim laylata usriya bi, faqala ya Muhammad, aqri ummataka minni salam, wa akhbirhum anna al-jannata طيبة التربة عذبة الماء وأنها قيعان وأن غراسها سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said I met Ibrahim عليه السلام on the night of Mi'raj. Who saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I met Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salam to your ummah. Convey my greetings of peace to your ummah. Ulama explained when we hear this, Ibrahim alayhi salam has conveyed salams to us, that we must reply with these words, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Replying to the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. How beautiful. On the occasion of Mi'raj, Ibrahim alayhi salam is sending salam to us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam gave a message for us. What was his message? He's tell your ummah that Jannat has good soil, sweet water. It is barren and its plants are these words. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, which means, glory be to Allah ta'ala, all praise be to Allah ta'ala, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah ta'ala is the greatest. Just to understand, as we explained, ulama give two explanations. That here we see that Jannat has certain places where the soil is sweet, good. A person makes an effort, the more he'll be able to sow in Jannat. And other places are barren. So what is meant by this? Ulama explained that this Jannah being barren means that when a person, at the moment it's currently barren, but when a person is entered into Jannah, according to his good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will cause that barren area now to have beautiful trees, vegetations, in accordance to the good deeds of a person. The second explanation ulama give is some portions of Jannah will have plantations and some will be barren. According to a person's zikr, according to his ibadat, according to his obedience, from now he is already sowing and he is planting in those barren areas. So first explanation, it is barren as it stands. And when a person is granted entry to Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will cause, according to his a'mal, Allah Ta'ala will cause Jannah now to flourish, become beautiful. So the second explanation is, some areas are already with plantations and its beauty and its beautiful soil, etc. Some areas are already like that, and some areas are barren. So according to the two explanations. Anyway, what we are told to do is we must continuously read and we must continuously prepare this beautiful land, this beautiful ground Allah Ta'ala has given us in Jannah, but we must make some effort to beautify it. Inshallah, we'll give a little bit more explanation tomorrow on this hadith, but for the purposes of today's sabak, this lesson we'll take is the two zikrs that we are taught. The first hadith, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, a person will get a date palm planted in Jannah, a beautiful date palm that will never die. It's, as we explained, that its trunk will be of gold or green emerald, its branches will be of red gold, its fruit will be the size of huge drums, they will be sweeter than honey, softer than cream, no seeds, no pits. All a person did, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Second hadith, Ibrahim alayhi salam is sending a message to us that read this Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, what we famously know as the third kalima. Who's telling us this? Ibrahim alayhi salam via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we can prepare that beautiful jannah that Allah Ta'ala has kept for us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.